Okay, Active FM listeners, this is your boy DJ Gloire here, back once again. I hope you had an awesome week. I had one too. Like always, it can never not be awesome. And please, whatever you do, make sure you got Jesus in your life, because if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got nothing. No matter what you have, no matter how many millions, no matter how many trillions, no matter how many billions you got anywhere, none. It ain't nothing if you ain't got Jesus. So please make sure you have Jesus in your life. Make sure that you are active in your relationship with him. And it's not just something of you thinking that you have Jesus and you just keep him on the side, or he's just for whenever you need him. But please make him the center of your life. And yeah, he's going to bless you. And you'll, even though you go through tough times and all that, but just know that Jesus is going to be with you. So we're going to go into our topic for today, and basically, yeah, we're talking about Mercedes-Benz classes. So we're talking about different Mercedes-Benz classes, and yeah, man, I mean, that's pretty much it. You know, Mercedes is known for making beautiful cars, luxury cars, trucks, coaches, and all that, and Mercedes is just for me, because if you know me, you know that I'm a major Mercedes-Benz. Like, there is no other car brand that comes before that one. I mean, it's the top of the top, man. There ain't no other car for me that can top that. So yeah, man, keep it real, keep it Mercedes-Benz. You know, it's for the real gentleman, you know, gentleman's club for the businessman. You know, that's, if you're a businessman, you know, you gotta drive a Mercedes, man. That's what I'm talking about. You ain't gotta be boring. You ain't gotta drive no weird car, man. You gotta drive Mercedes, because Mercedes is the way to go. And I know I sound biased by pushing Mercedes the whole way. Yes, I do love other car brands, by the way. My other car, which is my dream car, Mercedes, first of all, it's my favorite, because I've always loved Mercedes since I was a young kid, and Mercedes was always the car for me. Yeah, like when I was a kid, my father used to drive those old school Mercedes-Benz E-Class. And by the way, I was born in 1998. So yeah, I was born in 1998. And at that time, I was like about 3, 4, 5 years old when I used to ride with my dad in his Mercedes. So that's probably a couple of years after that, which is probably like around 2004, 2005. Probably up until maybe, let's say, 2006, 2007. Yeah, man, I used to ride in my dad's Mercedes whip. If you don't know what whip is like a term that you use to call your car, man. So I used to ride with my dad in his whip, you know what I'm talking about. And yeah, man, ever since, I always loved Mercedes because I love my dad so much. Yes, I used to love being around him. Even now, he's still my dad, he's still my pops. Obviously, now growing up and a lot of responsibility, like, doesn't give us enough time to be together. But yeah, man, anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're here to talk about Mercedes and how I love Mercedes and how Mercedes should be your pick too. So we're going to talk about different classes of Mercedes, but before we go into that, I want you to listen to some really hot music, because this is where we give you the best of the best of the Christian music. This is Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. So y'all better listen to this.
Bass. Now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hear this.
Hey, what we got to do.
Praise. Praise.
Praise the door with the truth.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so y'all know how we do it. Y'all know how we keep it real. Man, this is a place to be. So we're back from that awesome music because Christ music is hot music. You know how we do it. We keep it real. And yes, we're talking Mercedes classes. So we all know what kind of car Mercedes-Benz is, right? It's basically like it's a German global automobile mark and a division of Daimler AG. Mercedes-Benz is also known for luxury vehicles, buses, coaches, ambulances, and trucks. And the headquarters is in Stuttgart, Baden-Württemberg, Germany. The name first appeared in 1926 under Daimler-Benz in 2018. Mercedes-Benz was the biggest selling premium vehicle brand in the world, having sold 2.31 million passenger cars. Mercedes-Benz traces its origins to Daimler Motor and Gesellschaft's 1901. Mercedes and Carl Benz's 1886 Benz patent motor wagon, which was a widely regarded as the first gasoline-powered automobile. The slogan for the brand is the best or nothing. And oh, wow, I think that's like the best slogan. It's either you have the best or nothing, and that's personally how I feel. No don't talk on other brands and stuff like that, because like I said, I do love other cars too. I'm a Lambo fan too. I know that's kind of like extreme if you want to compare the cars, but yeah man, Mercedes is the way to go. I mean, it's either you have the best or you have nothing, man. Rather give it your best than give it nothing. And that's what Mercedes is doing. And they doing well. Mercedes is flourishing out there. So y'all better watch out. Y'all better keep it locked. Mercedes is doing the most out in the streets, man. If you look out, one of the best looking cars you'll ever see is Mercedes. So basically, we're going to go into the different classes of the Mercedes-Benz now. So we have the different models that we have. We have the Mercedes A-Class. We have the A-Class, which is basically subcompact luxury hatchback. It's subcompact luxury cars, and basically available. We have hatchbacks, sedans, and saloons. And we also have the Mercedes B-Class, which basically is your subcompact luxury multi-purpose vehicle and abbreviated MPVs. We also have the C-Class, which are compact executive cars such as sedans, saloons, estates, coupes, and cabriolet. We also have the CLA model, which is a subcompact luxury four-door coupe and estate car. We have the CLS, which is a midsize luxury four-door coupe and estate. We also have the E-Class, which is executive sedan, saloon, estate, coupe and cabriolet type cars. We also have the G-Class, which is your mid-sized luxury cars, luxury sports utility vehicles, so like your SUVs. And basically G-Class is, wow, beautiful cars. We have the GLA, which is subcompact luxury sports utility vehicle, also an SUV. We have your GLB, which is your compact luxury crossovers. We have your GLC, which is compact luxury sports utility vehicles. You have your GLE, which is a mid-size luxury sports utility vehicles. And you have your GLS, which is your full-size luxury sports utility vehicle. We also have the S-Class available, and it's your full-size luxury car available in sedan, saloon, coupe, and cabriolet models. We have the SL, which is your grand tourer. We have your SLC, which is your roadster. We have the V-Class. Whoa. I never heard of the V-Class before. V-Class? We're gonna get to that. So we have the Mercedes V-Class, which is a multi-purpose vehicle. We have the AMG GT, which is a sports car. We have the AMG GT4, which is sports sedan and saloon. And we have the Mercedes X-Class, which is luxury pickup truck. So I'm just going to read out a couple model types from these different models that I read out from you, starting from the Mercedes-Benz A-Class. And basically, if you look back on the Mercedes A-Class history, basically, it's not necessarily a car that you would like, especially if you look at it. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but the older models are not so attractive depending on what type of car you're looking for. If you're looking for a car that you can use on family vacation or family outing or something, you got a lot of people, man, definitely go for this car. It's the car for you. But Nah, I'm not necessarily saying you should go for this car, man. But why am I saying it's not because the car is bad, but if you're looking for looks, this is not the type of car you want to drive. If you're looking for family outing, or you're looking for something, yeah, something like that, maybe trying to go to the grocery store and you're alone, you know, you ain't trying to carry all this stuff alone, and maybe you don't want a car that's too boxed or something, so you might get yourself one of those. Yeah, that's the Mercedes A-Class, and basically it's like more of a hatchback type of car. And yeah, if you look at the third generation of the Mercedes vehicles, these cars are beautiful. You don't want to miss out on any of these cars, man. You better keep it locked, because this is how we do it. Active FM, Christ Music is hot music. And yeah, man, Mercedes A-Class cars are beautiful. I don't know why I just thought it is a Christ Music is hot music, but it's just a statement that we always use. So yeah, man. And now we're going to go a bit into the B-Class. So yeah, Mercedes B-Class. And basically Mercedes B-Class, which basically makes part of your MPV vehicles, kind of similar to your A-Class, but obviously a little more better looking, a little more stylish. And well, Mercedes is doing good. I mean, I'm just right now looking at the picture of the Mercedes-Benz Concept B-Class electric drive, and it was unveiled in 2012 in Paris, and it's a very beautiful car. The blue color and blending in with the LEDs and stuff like that, LED flash heads. That car is beautiful, so you want to look at it. Yeah, you want to look at it. So that's what we have for the B-Class. And now going into the C-Class. C-Class is basically one of the cars that you'll see the most on the road. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the car that people like, but also it's more affordable compared to other cars that you get on the road, because like Mercedes ain't no cheap brand. I mean, you want quality, you want the best, you better pay for it. So yeah, man, y'all better get yourself a C-Class. I mean, we have models such as the C200, and we've had C200 ongoing for like a long time. We have the Mercedes C180K, cars such as the C200 compressor. Yeah, we have a lot of beautiful cars that you want to look at, such as the Mercedes-Benz C250 sedan. Yeah, there's a lot of beautiful cars like that. Y'all better look out for those cars. And going into one of my most, actually my most favorite class of the Mercedes-Benz. And why I like this is because this car is beautiful, it's long, and it just says everything. I'm a man, you know, I'm in this to win it. And yeah, man, going to the E-Class, and like I told you, I just always love the E-Class because those cars are beautiful. And right now, I'm currently looking at the car that looks similar, or I think is the one that I said my daddy used to drive when I was a little kid. And I'm looking at this car right now, and I'm just thinking of his car, man. This car is old. it looked like some bug or something. But man, this car is beautiful. I mean, going back, oh man, I don't mind driving that car, man. You know, I love me my Mercedes E-Class whip. I don't mind driving it anytime, man. But yeah, man, that is our Mercedes E-Class. I'm just gonna go into a few more, such as the Mercedes S-Class. And wow, Mercedes S-Class has been doing the most in terms of performance and everything like that. Mercedes-Benz, some of the Mercedes-Benz S-Class are even competing with cars on a grand stage, especially in terms of performance with regards to the engine. And yeah, man, it's a very lovely car. Some models that are released from the S-Class are models such as the Mercedes-Benz S320 short wheelbase. We got Mercedes-Benz S600, which is the long wheelbase released in Europe. And in 2003, we have the S65 AMG. And that's when the new era of stuff started coming out. And man, these whips started to look more beautiful and stuff. We got the Mercedes-Benz 550. We got the Mercedes-Benz S350. And we got a whole lot of beautiful cars like that. Let's see, what else can I get for you, man? We got the Mercedes-Benz S500. We got the Mercedes-Benz S400 long. And looking at these cars, it is just so beautiful. And we're gonna go into some of the SUVs which I like, which is the Mercedes GLE. And don't ask me why I like the GLE. I told you I'm an E-Class fan. Don't you dare even ask me that question. Beautiful models released by the Mercedes are Mercedes-Benz, such as the GLE 350. One car that I'd love to drive myself is the Mercedes-Benz AMG GLE 53 Coupe. Very beautiful car. I wouldn't mind driving it any time. And that's just a summary of beautiful cars that and different classes that we have in the Mercedes industry. And this is your boy DJ Gloire. And it's been a long show, but unfortunately I have to love you and leave you. This is your boy DJ Gloire, who is signing out. If you do not want to miss out on the best and latest shows, y'all better keep it real, better keep it locked. It's fresh out in here. If you want to catch us, you can catch us on Instagram, which is at ActiveFM777. You can catch us on Twitter, which is at ActiveFM. You can catch us on Facebook, which is /ActiveFM. We got a website, too, man, and it goes by www.activefm.co.za. You can catch me on Facebook, which is Gloirtina, GLOIRETSINA, Gloirtina, GLOIRETSINA. I ain't got no picture up on Facebook, so don't be creeping up trying to look at me. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna upload pictures at some point in my life. Just currently, I don't have a picture up on Facebook, but yeah, man. If you wanna see me, you can look at the Active FM post of Active FM Talk Plus. The guy with the Punisher t-shirt. Yeah, that's me. And this is it for our show for today. So peace out and God bless.
Day by day and by night I find no rest.